I've done that. I wandered on stage at the Albert Hall once. I literally wandered on stage.
Was it mid-concert?
It was mid-concert. Yes, it was. I think it wasn't as recent as Squeeze. I know people say, well, who was it then? It may have been Johnny Winter. This is years ago. Johnny Winter, supported by groups like Cochise and things like this. And I don't know how, but I went up this little short... It's easily done at the Albert Hall. There's very, very little security for any terrorists listening. And so you wander around the side of the stage, and there's this short stairs. And I went up them. I thought, oh my God, I'm on the stage. I didn't come out of a trap like Norman Wisdom at the opera. I was only at the side of the stage, but I found myself behind by some amplifiers. I thought, oh, there's the Albert Hall. Now, I may be the only person who's done that, but if you've ever wandered on stage, just know, look.
Can I ask you a question?
Go on.
So, when you wandered onto the stage, would you have been in view of the audience?
Did you
wave to them?
No,
that's
the thing. I walked up, and it took me a few moments to realise I was on stage. I thought I might have been backstage or at the side of the stage, but no, I was on stage. And there were amplifiers, and I looked around the corner, and there was people booging away, and there's a kind of very orange light that lets you know whether people thought I was a roadie. I should imagine so. I was only about 15. But I wandered on stage at the Albert Hall.
And didn't you feel the need to...
Danny Kelly, of course. My very good friend Danny Kelly wandered on the stage with Run DMC. And he was so, let's be polite and call it drunk. He was so drunk that he started giving it some as well. He stood amongst all the brothers at the back who were throwing shapes. He did. Exactly what he did. He leant over a bit and folded his arms and looked grim. Now Dan goes about 50 stone, and there's all these kind of the brothers and they're throwing the shapes. They've got the trousers down by the knees and they're looking around thinking, who the hell is that? This 6'4", 50 stone Englishman standing there giving, oh yeah, yeah, in the hood. And he wandered on stage at the Reading Festival with Run DMC, so I'm not alone.